I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The ICC draws criticism after targeting two very different public figures. Meanwhile, a Christian conference in the West Bank models important conversations. The International Criminal Court is attempting to put Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the dock alongside Hamas leaders like Yahya Sinwar. The ICC issued tandem arrest warrants on Monday, a move strongly condemned by the UK, Italy, and the US. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the issuing of arrest warrants for both of these together suggests an equivalency that doesn't exist. Equivocating or saying the president of the state of Israel, who responded to an attack on his people, is the same as the terrorist who instigated that attack, it undermines confidence in the International Criminal Court that they would sort of put those two things together, because they're not the same.
Despite tensions in the Holy Land, Arab and Israeli Christian pastors are united in their gospel mission. Please pray.
Pastors on both sides of this conflict were asking the same prayer. Lord, we want to represent you well in the midst of conflict, in the midst of now even war and death around us and bloodshed. We want to represent Jesus to the people who are going through this very difficult time. Pray for us to be able to do that.
With global attention shifted to their conflict with Israel, the Iranian government has again cracked down on women's freedoms. From increased enforcement of mandatory hijab laws to exclusion from public places, state-sponsored oppression is common. However, even as the government tightens its grip on daily life, International Media Ministries offers hope through stories from church history and scripture. Denise Godwin with IMM says,
it's a pretty intense time to make sure we tell the stories of truth and hope into parts of the world that don't encourage that. And we don't see that encouraged in Iran. The government there is cracking down on women again, cracking down on hijab wearing again.
IMM's most recent project is Esther, Queen of Hope. IMM hopes this story will encourage believers and provide opportunities for them to share truth with others.
In addition to praying for our Iranian brothers and sisters, please pray for creativity and funding and protection for our team as we make stories that call into question the powers of darkness. It is a terrible situation for women in Iran, and they need to know they are not alone.
Join IMM financially to help finish the Esther story as soon as possible.
Continuing to say things about hypocrisy and lies in other parts of the world while they continue to persecute their own people and young people continue to die from trying to stand up for truth.
Then, this week, an international conference in the West Bank is offering Christians a space to talk about biblical justice and mercy. Organized by Bethlehem Bible College and led by Palestinian Christians, the conference has gathered believers from many contexts since 2010. But this year, it has looked a bit different. The college's president, Reverend Dr. Jack Sarah, says,
when the war broke out, of course, we had no clue if we would be able to do it. When the recent international flights started flying into Tel Aviv and the surrounding airport.
When the team realized that the Israel-Hamas war wasn't likely to end soon,
we said, you know, let's do it anyway, and maybe we can invite people that they were not just participating in a conference, but come here in solidarity, in encouragement, and to listen to our voices in such a time like this, where it's mostly needed.
The response was surprising. Instead of a few dozen attendees like the staff expected in wartime, well over 100 registered. Would you join them this week in prayer? Ask God to resolve any remaining travel issues. Pray for God's guidance for those brothers and sisters in how to do justice and love mercy in all contexts.
Some of them are speaking, but many of them are just coming to learn. And that's a humbling attitude, to be honest with you. And God surprised us with such a response.
Pray for peace in the Middle East. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tell the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.